Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from BU Questrom School of Business. ESG, or Environmental, Social, Governance, promises to help the bottom line and the planet at the same time. Is it too good to be true? Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of an episode digging into that very question.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Candace.
Yes?
It is February.
Indeed.
And some might say there's love in the air.
Oh, who are those some? And why are they not me?
Soon.
One day.
Now, I have to ask you, where do you stand on Valentine's Day?
Ooh, hella commercial.
Yeah.
But also a moment to remember and to appreciate all of your loved ones. Maybe it's your partner, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your dog, but also just celebrate everybody you love every day.
Including yourself.
What about you?
I'm a hard meh on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I would be hard against, but my partner will not let me be cold hearted.
That's right. I'm a single girly, but you're booed up.
Yeah. So I have to do something.
Yes.
To acknowledge. Just a little more. Just a little more squeeze and a hug that day.
A little more squeeze.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We'll see.
Good luck. I'm sorry for the lady out there.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Candace.
Hi.
So glad to have you back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
So, we're going to put a pin in Valentine's Day.
Okay, fair.
Because February is also Black History Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy Black History Month to you.
And to you.
Thank you.
We got to have something for Black History Month.
We do, because otherwise...
we lose our black cards.
We do indeed.
So, Candace, what do you got for us?
So I have a really good pick for Black History Month that examines the culture and was written by the culture, right? And it's called Fairview. It's a new play being put on by Speakeasy Stage Company, a local theater company in Boston. And full disclosure, I just recently became a member of the Speakeasy board, which is really, really exciting.
Congrats.
But I wouldn't recommend any show that I didn't love. Theater lover first, board member second, right? So this play is actually really interesting. So act one, it opens. We meet a family. They're called the Frasers, and they're planning grandma's birthday.
Right.
Then some shenanigans happen.
As always.
And act one ends. Come back for act two, and there's a big twist. To reveal more than that would be to ruin this play.
Okay.
But let me tell you, the second we get into act two, you're going to be thrown into a wild ride where we're going to be examining issues of race, power dynamics, and asking a fundamental question about who gets to tell whose story.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable. It might be a little uncomfortable, but that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, we want to watch art that is going to create dialogue, that's going to ask some hard questions, and ultimately is going to help us learn a thing or two, right?
Absolutely.
So.
You got to get messy.
Exactly. Be prepared for this because you're going to be a little bit thrown. Where there's going to be conversation happening in that theater right when it happens. I mean, people are going to feel like, what the heck just happened?
I love that.
Oh,
my God. I love those pieces of art that disorients you and you're struggling to figure it out.
Necessary.
You have to talk about it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
It's necessary, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and this play is no joke. It won the 2019 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. So the playwright, her name is Jackie Sibley's Drury. She is a tour de force. Like, you all just be prepared for this. Like, and tickets are going really, really fast for the first weekend. It's only running for 4 weeks, starting from February 17th to March 11th. So get them now.
Where at?
It's at the Calderwood Pavilion in the South End in Boston. Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, get your tickets now. This is definitely a conversation starter, and that's what we want in Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a reminder and, you know, giving a little education. We got to make
that
happen.
It's an opportunity to push things forward.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else you got for us?
All right. We were talking about Valentine's Day,
yes.
weren't we?
The lovers.
We got to talk to the lovers for a moment and maybe give them a recommendation for...
Maybe the people who are trying to be lovers.
Yeah.
Maybe the,
ooh.
You know, maybe not so...
Ooh.
Not quite lovers
like
yet,
this
but
could solidify
like,
the plan.
Yeah.
I like it. Or maybe you just love your friends or your family and you want to take them out.
Or you love yourself.
Or you love yourself. Treat yourself. Okay. Yes. All of those scenarios work for my date pick. I highly recommend everybody go to the Boston Public Library.
Accessibility.
Needle scratch.
I love it.
Let's talk about it. Hidden in the Boston Public Library are two spots. The Courtyard Tea Room.
Yes.
And the Map Room Tea Lounge. Have you been?
Yes. Yes.
Two beautiful, gorgeous spots serving up two unique dining experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one at the Courtyard Tea Room is serving up high tea.
I've seen it.
It's a beautiful, gorgeous room. It, like, has, you know, very literary vibes. They were inspired by, like, you know, literature. They were inspired by New England. So pretty. And you know what? I love a high tea. This is, like, something new for me. I was not always a tea drinker, but I'm really getting into it. But I think I'm getting into it because all the little snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
We love to be served multiple courses.
Yes.
And, you know, this place, you go in, it's a 90-minute dining experience, which is amazing. You can pick one of three times, and you go in, you get served.
Oh, you make reservations.
Yes, you have to make reservations for this,
okay.
right? 90-minute experience, you go in, they serve you your menu in a little book, which is so cute. I love it. And then you get a first course, an appetizer, and then you get the full tray of sandwiches, you know, the cucumber sandwich. There might be some local options. You might get a little mini lobster roll. And then you get everything from the scones and the petit fours, right? We're getting all the desserts on this tiered tray, which is your classic high tea. And then you just devour it, right? It's very, very, very fun. It's delicious. You can pick from more than 15 tea options. And, you know, if you're looking for something a little bit more boozy, they have tea-infused cocktails.
Talk to me.
Okay. I'll give you an example, which I was like, okay, Boston Public Library. They have one called Hits Different. I was like, all right.
Okay, okay.
That is red bell pepper-infused Greylock gin, house-made hibiscus blood orange tea,
mm-hmm.
sugar water, a little lemon juice, and a little aloe water.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And light.
Yes. And brunchy. You know, this is a different take on a date,
yeah.
right? This is the daytime date.
Yo, can I just say something real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, say it.
The library
mm-hmm.
really does hold us down as a society.
Thank you. I mean,
in so many ways.
You talked about this on a recent episode.
Yes.
All the things they offer. They also offer amazing gourmet dining experiences.
Need help with a job? Go to the library.
Amen.
Need social services? Go to the library.
Yes.
You need a place to take your lady? Take yourself, take your friend, whatever.
All
go to the library.
Go to the
it's
library.
Amazing.
I mean, it's beyond my wildest dreams, to be honest, as a bookworm and a book nerd.
Hell yeah.
So that's one experience. Mm-hmm. The second experience is the Map Room Tea Lounge. Say you don't want a reservation. Say you are planning an epic date. You're planning a date all around the city, and the library is just one spot on your list.
Mm-hmm.
You can head to the Map Room Tea Lounge, which is more sort of an Industrial Revolution-esque bar type, and you can go have one of those same craft cocktails that I mentioned, and you can also have some lounge bites. And a lot of these bites are actually partnerships with other restaurants throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, they serve meat pies from Suya Joint, which is a West African restaurant in Roxbury.
Mm.
Yeah, and they also serve like this salmon pate from Boston Fish Company. So you can go, have a couple bites, have a cocktail, and then split. And no reservations are required. Literally, they say walk in, walk in.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
That is amazing. It's the library, of course. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Candace.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from BU Questrom School of Business. A recent episode featured a debate about ESG, or environmental social governance.
This sounds like more work than just putting your money into a social impact fund.
It's a lot more work.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks there's an easy solution here is either engaged in puffery, greenwash, or deceiving themselves.
Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the episode.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Seen. Listen and follow Last Seen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. I gotta put you on the spot here.
Mm.
You recently went on vacation.
I did.
And you saw a bunch of plays.
Oh, yes.
Do you have the scoop on anything coming to Boston soon? Because you went to the source. You went to Broadway.
There is a show that I went to see in New York that is coming to Boston.
When is it coming?
It's coming in March, but tickets are flying.
Okay.
So you gotta get them now.
Maybe we should tell them then.
Okay. It's called Into the Woods.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey.
It's a musical by the legend Stephen Sondheim.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Sondheim is.
I'm aware.
He is probably my favorite musical writer ever. The way that that man writes lyrics, unmatched. I'm just gonna say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated Into the Woods. I hated this musical. I don't know why. It was cheesy to me. It was corny. There's a song at the end that's all about children. And I was like, I don't get it. But then I went to see this new production in New York, and I was blown away. I am a total Into the Woods convert. It's coming to Boston to the Colonial Theater in March. I just found out today they have extended it for another week. So it was only going to come for a week. It's now being extended for an additional week. And you have to get your tickets now, because the reason why they extended it is because they're basically sold out.
Mm.
So it's basically a story of where fairy tales collide, right? We've got Cinderella. We've got Rapunzel. We've got Jack and the Beanstalk. We've got a baker and his wife. And we've got a witch. And somehow all these stories at some point intersect. What seems happy doesn't end up happy by the end of this musical. In fact, it ends up pretty murderous.
Okay.
By the end of
this murderous musical.
Dark.
I like it.
Dark. Fairy tales equals darkness. Can kids come to this? Yes, but just be forewarned.
Yeah.
Again, it's one of those shows where to reveal too much would be to give away the plot if you've never seen it. But beautiful lyrics, beautiful music. The actual cast that did this in New York is coming to Boston. It's this, almost the same cast coming over. So you're going to get Broadway quality right here in Boston. You have to go see this. You're going to be swept away.
Love it. But we got to bring it back home.
Yes.
To City Space.
Indeed.
What do you got for us?
So it's a little bit of a lighter month for us at City Space, but we have some really exciting events coming up. The first is happening on Monday, February 6th, and it's with Ming Tsai, who is a celebrity chef. Mm-hmm. He has been on PBS for years. He operates restaurants in Boston, and he also was just named one of the new Iron Chefs on the new Iron Chef series, which is really good on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in conversation with Irene Lee, who is the co-founder of Mei Mei Dumplings.
Shout out to Irene.
She's going to do an amazing conversation with Ming, where we're going to talk about his life journey. And his whole focus of his career has been on food of the West and food of the East meeting. We also have a string quartet named Acoustic Nomads coming for our first classical concert of the year. They like to sort of take all the different flavors of the world. So, you know, think Appalachia combined with South America and turn that into really, really beautiful music. They're going to come and perform songs from their new album called The Abominable String Band. Love that title.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have closing out the month, Brian Stelter, who was the former chief media correspondent for CNN. He's going to come to talk about the work that he's done since leaving CNN to really educate the public about the state of the media landscape right now and how it affects democracy. So really, this is our true civic conversation at City Space for the month. It's hosted by Scott Tong. He's going to moderate this conversation. He's
Shout out to Scott
one of
Tong.
The hosts of Here and Now.
Yep.
So we're really looking forward to that, too.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Leave the back door open for me with the Ming Tsai one, please.
All right, I'll
I
crack
want some
it open.
Snacks.
I will crack it open for you for sure.
Candace,
yes.
These have all been fantastic recommendations.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you love them.
Thank you so much. It is always a pleasure when you come through.
Thank you, and I'll see you next time.
For sure. That's WBUR's Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Listen, if there's something that you're excited about this month, hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now, let me tell you, The Common is produced by Franny Monahan and Caitlin Harrop. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you later.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from BU Questrom School of Business. Listen on for a preview of one of the episodes.
Can profit motive save the planet? Is a company that takes the climate into account a better investment? How about one that pays workers a living wage and champions transparency and board diversity? That's the idea of ESG, or environmental social governance.
Sounds like a wonderful story. You can make more money, you can save the planet at the same time. Almost no one is going to turn that down.
It's a story that Andy King of Questrom and Veet Henish of the Wharton School challenged during a recent event at Questrom. Professor King played the critic, who says these are problems for regulation to solve, not markets.
As a famous economist said to me, you can't fix externalities with the profit motive, because the profit motive is not linked to externalities. Externalities are the byproduct of pursuing profits, so you can't fix them by getting people to even look harder at profits.
Meanwhile, Veet emphasized that ESG can be an important part of the solution.
Regulation matters, and we need better regulation. And we need to reallocate trillions of dollars of capital over time to the climate transition alone, forgetting social justice, racial justice, and other ESG issues. We're going to need the profit motive for that. No government regulation is going to reallocate tens of trillions of dollars of capital alone. It's going to be investors who are looking at current government regulation and future government regulation, and trying to connect the dots.
Find the full episode by searching for Is Business Broken wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn more about the Mehrotra Institute for Business, Markets, and Society at ibms.bu.edu.